Last June, a year ago, a gunman attacked the historic Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church in Charleston, South Carolina. The pastors and 8 other worshipers were killed during Bible study as they bowed their heads in prayer. The church is affectionately known as Mother Emmanuel, and it's been a spark for social change since the days of slavery. Today, as NPR's Debbie Elliott reports, the church is an even larger symbol of the nation's ongoing struggle for racial justice.
Just days after the tragic shooting on Wednesday night, June 17th, the pews at Emmanuel AME were filled for Sunday worship.
Let somebody say hallelujah.
A black cloth draped the chair where Emmanuel's pastor, State Senator Clemente Pinckney, should have been sitting. Having the sanctuary open for service when the basement below was a fresh crime scene served as a powerful witness for a nation shocked by official accounts that a young white man had targeted the church out of racial hatred. Here's Joe Riley, who was Charleston's mayor at the time.
The only reason someone could walk into church and shoot people praying is out of hate. The only reason.
Authorities say suspect Dylan Roof chose the church for the racially motivated assault in order to magnify the societal impact. Emmanuel AME is one of the oldest black congregations in the South and was already culturally significant. It has survived arson, natural disasters, and an antebellum ban on black churches. One of its founders organized a slave revolt. Civil rights marchers gathered here, and Booker T. Washington and Martin Luther King Jr. spoke from the pulpit. Mother Emmanuel's tall brown spire is a Charleston landmark. Today, the wrought iron gate surrounding the church is locked, and a security guard stands watch.
Yeah, Emmanuel has become part tourist attraction, part shrine.
The Reverend Joseph Darby is vice president of the Charleston NAACP. He's also a presiding elder with the AME Church in South Carolina. Standing on the sidewalk in front of Emmanuel, Darby says since the mass shooting, people have come from all over to see the church.
And you get tour buses.
A bus parks across the street and people snap pictures through the windows. Darby says all the attention has been a mixed blessing. For some, he says, coming here serves as an act of atonement.
There's a need, particularly for some good white folks, to say, I am not Dylan Roof. This does not represent me.
And it's not just tourists. There's a steady stream of journalists like me. The governor and U.S. senators have come to worship. So has the vice president. President Obama delivered the eulogy at the Reverend Clemente Pinckney's funeral.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
Earlier this year, Charleston was the site of a congressional pilgrimage centered on the Emmanuel massacre, and other groups have been taking a close look at what happened here. At Charleston's Second Presbyterian Church, just a block behind Emmanuel, pastors from around the country came for a session about the meaning of the church in a post-Mother Emmanuel world.
We're going to talk with one another about what happened June 17th.
Pastor Spike Coleman from St. Andrew's Presbyterian led the session. He works as a volunteer chaplain and responded to the Emmanuel shooting.
For many of us, that will be very difficult. And in a real sense, you're standing on holy ground right now.
Among those sharing their experiences was Police Major Naomi Broughton, who coordinated the response in the chaotic aftermath.
I've never seen the multitude of victims as forgiving as this. There was a lot of angry people. I was angry. I don't know if I would have been as gracious as those family members were.
One of the most dramatic examples of that came at the initial hearing for suspect Dylan Roof, which was televised. The judge allowed the victims' families to speak. Nadine Collier's mother, Ethel Lance, was killed.
I would never talk to her ever again. I would never be able to hold her again. But I forgive you and have mercy on your soul.
A year later, the conversation has turned to justice. 22-year-old Dylan Roof will go on trial later this year. He faces the death penalty on both state and federal charges. Some of the families of those slain are against a death sentence. Others support it.
He took 9 lives. He made the decision. He sat with them for an hour.
Melvin Graham is the brother of Cynthia Hurd, the Charleston librarian killed in the Emanuel attack. He says mercy and forgiveness don't negate the need for punishment.
This was a purposeful act. This was a murderous act. This was a hateful act. And therefore, he should pay the consequences for his action.
For the families, the ongoing court hearings and now the anniversary events are tough.
The hard part is it doesn't go away. It doesn't go away. So you have to deal with this day in and day out.
So does the Mother Emanuel congregation. And it's been difficult. In the months following the shooting, millions of dollars in donations poured in. There were allegations that church leaders mishandled the funds. Lawsuits ensued, but have since been settled. And the church recently distributed $1.5 million to the victims' families. Now, a new leader has taken the pulpit, Emanuel's first woman pastor.
Hello, I'm the Reverend Dr. Betty Days Clark, pastor of Mother Emanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church.
Here she is with a YouTube message inviting worshipers for Easter sunrise service.
Last summer, our church suffered a great tragedy, but we never gave up our faith. We never gave up on God because God never gives up on us. Through it all, our church stands strong.
Standing strong, as it has for nearly 200 years. The congregation is planning a series of commemorative events in the coming weeks to honor victims and survivors of the Mother Emanuel Massacre. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Charleston. Thank you.